recent broadcast on the early show, a professor from NYU made a statement. His statement was this: children who are in daycare stand a chance, a greater chance, of having attachment disorder. We want to talk today about the emotional issues involved with having someone else be the primary caretaker of your child during the day prior to kindergarten.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Yesterday, we talked about how hard the decision is sometimes to place your kid in childcare. Sometimes you don't have a choice, and if you don't have a choice, don't suffer for it.
Oh, yeah.
If you do have the choice, some moms just need a little break. But you were sharing with us yesterday how, really, if you can, it's always better if mommy stays home. It just means being intentional, creative in how you get that break, because you do need the break, too.
That's right. By the mere fact that you're just in the house isn't going to get it done. But I don't want to diminish the value of mom by the fact that you're in the house and deciding my primary thing will not be to have a house beautiful for a period of time. My primary thing is to invest in these children and spend time with these children. But what's happened, we've gone through a period where moms, where females were told, you can and should do everything and be great at everything. Mm-hmm. You think about it. Dads kind of have to be great at one thing. And even that's gotten more difficult. Supply.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even that's gotten to be more impossible for dads in this very difficult economy. And we want to say at the start of every one of these broadcasts this week and these tapings that there are people that have no options. You have to have your child in some kind of supervision, some kind of care, child care, while you work and pay the bills so you have a house. Mm-hmm. But far more people than are doing it don't need to do this, if that made any sense at all.
I've heard of ladies that just, they want the break and they even put their child in daycare.
And go play tennis.
8 hours a day and then don't do much.
And some of the justification has been very interesting. Daycare was a ministry in inner city churches 70, 60 years ago. And inner city churches decided to help some families. What do you do with your child? And they set it up. And unfortunately, in churches, it's become a moneymaker now. It was a ministry. Now it's expensive. And I recently watching this woman drop off a child. I was meeting with a pastor out front of his church. He was hopping in and we both watched the Mercedes pull up and the mom dropped the child off in her tennis outfit so she could go play tennis. And I said, is that what it's come to? And he said, it's unbelievable here. She won't be back to get him until 3 o'clock because she's got other things every day. And I said, is she unusual? No, she's not. And he said, it's not that she's a bad mommy. No one wants to be a bad mommy.
Right.
They have been told this is a better place.
Mm-hmm.
They have been told,
this is what you do.
This is what you do. They're going to have their readiness skills ready. Next week, we're going to have who I consider the greatest mom on the planet in here, Rosemary, talking about the decision. Yes. Why is it everybody likes her here better than me? Even you just said that. I get a lot of emails when she's in here with me. The smart barn, somebody said. And one of the, finally, the smart barn's here. Yes. Well, that's actually true. She was a 4.0 in graduate school and I was gasping for air. Rosemary and I were together in Anchorage, Alaska, speaking, and it was a great secular conference put together by all people to Senator Ted Stevens. And he had a liberal family speaker and a conservative family speaker. And I was the conservative family speaker. About 900 women in there in this organization for women that was just wanted another side and had me talk on some of the things. When I finished, there was a whole section of people, women wearing NOW badges. Hmm. They were furious at me. And I came off the platform on the other side. I went away from them. And as I walked off the platform on the other side, I looked down at Rosemary sitting next to Mr. Kemp, Jack Kemp's wife, and both their eyes were huge as this group came at me.
Wow.
And when they came at me, they were saying all kinds of things. And I watched a woman work through the crowd and I thought, she's coming at me physically. She got in front of them and she spun around and said to them in horrible language, you lied to us.
Mm.
You told us we could have it all.
Wow.
You told me I could have a wonderful profession, I could have a wonderful marriage, I could have a wonderful home and wonderful children. She said, I have a mediocre law practice, I'm back in an apartment, I have lost my marriage and I share my children. You can't do it all. And she said that very, punctuated that with some interesting words. And I backed away realizing, well, she said it great. You can't do it all. So what will I be glad I did 30 years from now? Will I be glad I'm in the newest car all the time and my children each by the age of 4 have their own cell phone? What will I be glad I did other than raise kids to be tomorrow's leaders, raise kids to bring it on, raise kids to know God and serve God and reach the plans God has for them? He knows the plans he has for them. He wove them together in mommy's womb to prepare them. And so we have to back up and we have to look at these decisions that are being made to, it's a assume you're going to have your children in some kind of pre-kindergarten care all day. Am I doing this because I've conformed to the pattern of my culture? Have I done a Romans 12 too? Have I conformed, or am I doing it because I have to? Mm-hmm. And what form do I have to? And are there alternative forms? And are there friends? Are there family members? Is there somebody who's just awesome that could help with my child and maybe needs a few bucks so that there's just one person? Can I stay home? And we made the decision to stay home. Mm-hmm. And we made it was a huge financial decision because I said yesterday, Rosemary's making just about exactly twice what I was making. And so it was brutal. And what she was making was as a public school teacher. So we weren't making a lot of money, but we stepped back and said, this is what we need to do, because there are a lot of issues that come into play when you decide to send your children at too young an age off for someone else to take care of.
Is there a link with maybe even how we as parents have been raised too? Because many of us were raised in daycare and, you know, we're perfect, aren't we? And so if that's what happened to me, hey, you know what? I'm a pretty social person. It should help my kids out too. And it gives me a little relief. You know, I can go play tennis.
Yeah, I think that there's a link with success if I'm able to do that. I think there's a lot of links, but I think some of it is our past, but I think some of it is a community we're in. Mm. We're in this community. What are our friends doing? And unfortunately, we don't really have community anymore. We're in the non-community community. I think that's why everybody loved the sitcom Cheers so much. It's a place where everybody knows your name. And Frasier, they went to that place that everybody kind of knew each other to have coffee. Coffee seems to be the whatever. And so I think we make decisions without being informed. And if you download articles, read beneath the articles. If you download articles on daycare and childcare and all these things, read, okay, the fact that this group of children was in this particular inner city, went to pre-K, childcare was made available to them, and they performed better in school than the ones that didn't. But these are not the kids, unfortunately, whose mom's going to sit home and read with them. It's right. A different demographic they used than Rosemary sitting home reading with my children. So as we'll learn next week, my kids went to kindergarten knowing their colors, able to count, able to recognize all these things because they went on field trips and they did all these things that we'll talk about next week. There are just some issues here. And one of these issues is, and there are, you know, today I want to talk about emotional issues. There are a lot of emotional issues linked to childcare and daycare. And one of them is this diminished bonding. The children are bonding to mom and now not. And all these different caretakers and this lack of attachment. There's a wave of attachment that needs to go and then a wave of emancipation that needs to go. Mm-hmm. But initially, I need to be part of something bigger than me so that I can go out there and risk. And mom's right there. I can run back to mom. And when I get up from my separation from mom at my nap, mom's there. And so there's this attachment that has to take place. And it's part of emotional stability. You know, for thousands of years, that baby was on mom's back when she was in the field.
Right.
Rosemary was, for us, Rosemary's a reading specialist. That's her master's degree. And she helps children with reading disabilities and even adults. It's been interesting helping her watch an older person recently who's had a stroke learn to read all over again. But always in the corner of our offices was a playpen with that baby, Tori. And Tori grew up like that. And Rosemary was there one afternoon a week just because I begged her to come and help for no pay. Baby was in the corner. And if the baby needed whatever, all of a sudden Lillian, my secretary for 29 years, who was grandma, would come in and pick up the baby. And it was best. And it did give Rosemary a touch. That's creative. Everybody's listening saying, well, yeah, but you know, you were the boss. You could make that happen. There are sometimes some creative ways to do this where we're not violating this emotional stability of the power of mom. And there's this is the wrong word, but there's an evolution in that. Mm-hmm. The bonding to mom then starts to go out to the bonding to dad, especially for little boys. Mm-hmm. It'll never be the same as mom. To this day, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. Mom's the prayer warrior that our pastor son calls for at 30 years old. Dad is how do you process this, dad? But if it's a deep prayer issue or a deep whatever.
Emotional. Yeah, mental, yeah. Whatever.
I mean, this is a guy who's a leader of a church with multiple staff, still mm-hmm. goes to mom for prayer.
Awesome.
There is this bonding that takes place, this unconditional love that mom is the one that will love me unconditionally. And in fact, there's a lot of research on dad being a conditional lover. Dad's the one you show how high you can climb on the monkey bars at an early age. And mom's the one waiting for you to fall and don't make him climb that
bag of Band-Aids.
Yes, that's right. And so there's this, mom will always love me, mm-hmm. which is kind of why moms wonder, why is it dad comes home, they perform better? Mom, I'm the mom, I'm here, and I get treated like junk sometimes because I know you love me. I just know you love me. And when we violate that, and all of a sudden we're being dropped off and we get into the routine, but there's a lot of research for those children who are going to have a hard time bonding, perhaps in relationships later on. Now, the research can be brutal in some of these areas yeah. of not even being able to do proper attachment in marriage.
Really?
Yes. And I don't believe that to be true. We go in extremes on this. Mm-hmm. If you have no option with daycare, you can still bond. Again, Moses' mom, you can still bond. But I want to say over and over, there is no emotional substitute for the impact of a mom. None. And to mom do the process, we're going to talk tomorrow about the discipline issue, behavioral issues, and the research on behavioral issues. Mom's going to forgive you. She's going to deal with it, but she's going to forgive. And so to make us think that, we don't really need you, mom, you can drop us off at daycare. There's a lot of mom type figures there. Not a chance. Mom's the one that listens. Mm-hmm. Mom's the one that helps me process. Mom's the one that sees deeper than the issue here.
Mom loves me like nobody else can.
That's
love
right.
me.
And mom's the one that stops and says, stop. Let's get out of the car right here and look at those baby ducks right there walking over there. There's just so mom is this breath of oxygen into mm-hmm. our lives. Mm-hmm. And we never know how exhausting this had to be till we have our own and realize, wow, this is huge. And so there's a lot of emotional stability research and issues with children who get to have more and more and more of mom, not less and less and less of mom. Mm-hmm. Because we're battling today people screaming and saying, you don't have your child in this early education format. You don't have your child in this early socialization format.
Yeah, they get to learn the ABCs there as if they can't learn it with you.
Oh, they can learn it better with us. We can make games. We can be laughing. And it's not ABCs for 12 other children. Mm-hmm. It's ABCs for this child. And ABCs not only for this child, but the four-year-old helping this child mm-hmm. get the ABCs and laughing about it. And magnets on the refrigerator we had of our ABCs. Each letter had a magnet and putting those things together. There's no substitute for mom. And the emotional substitution of mom not waiting for me to be screaming, but looking at me sad mm-hmm. and going to me and picking me up, honey, what's wrong? And the emotional relationship and the bonding that takes place with this child and how this child doesn't have to learn to do extreme emotional behaviors to get my attention like they had to look because there's so many other children in that class. There is no substitute for mom. And so financially, whatever decision you have to make, it's incredible. Now, you have already mentioned some of the quasi-emotional, and that's illness. The going through, and I've heard people say, well, doesn't that build their immune system? Wow. Let's just inject.
That shouldn't be a factor in your decision to, yes. to take them to daycare.
Yes, yes, no. I mean, I'm not getting that as one of the reasons. And one of the other things that's huge is communication skills. People always, and I hate to use my own kids, but they marveled at the communication skills of my children.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of it, though, was, your kids came out great because you guys are great and you were very intentional in raising them. And I think that's the difference, too. Sometimes there are moms out there that all they know to do is babysit and not...
And park them in front of VeggieTales.
Exactly. Yeah. And just make sure they're fed. They're clean. Yeah. They're good. There's a little more to raising a child than just,
yes.
To doing that. So if you're not going to take them to daycare, by all means, do a little research online. There's so many tools out there now and will be fun for you to teach your child, but you have to be intentional. And that's how they can get so much out of this time. Would you say that?
Oh, yeah. If you're just going to keep them home, then you're not going to get it. You're going to be frustrated and your kids are going to do extreme behaviors to get your attention.
And drive you crazy.
Yes, they are. And spoken like someone who knows. But if you're going to be intentional about it, and you're going to be emotionally intentional about it, and you're going to actually communicate with them and teach them words and teach them sentences and go crazy and triumphs and call dad over each triumph or text dad over each triumph and be talking with dad as he's on the trip home. Here's what you're facing when you come in. I want you to know something really cool is going to happen. Bob, don't walk by it. See, I do have awesome kids, but I have awesome kids because I have a phenomenal wife who would not let me squirm around being a parent, who would not let me come in the door.
Put it in front of your face.
Oh, yeah, and I hit the road hard every day. I'm generally out the door by 6 a.m., and I'm working on things, and I would do that so I could get home in the afternoon at 5 and not be doing more stuff and have her, and I'd like to come in the door and say I'm totally exhausted, but she would help me be a better parent. Emotionally, you're the best factor for your children. Don't miss it.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries, and I'm your host, Ruthie J. If you want more resources on being a great parent, a great mom, and a dad, there are a lot of them online at shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And you can share this broadcast, link to it on Facebook, even podcast it, and read the corresponding daily blog. It's all on one site, parentingtoday.org. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more on this topic of daycare and childcare and the need for mommy to raise her child.